Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
April is in full bloom at Patchy Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Patchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
South County Coalition accused of dark money funds releases names of contributors. Atascadero police investigate report of masked individual at elementary school. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone, Ramada Drive, and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Earlier this week, the San Luis Obispo County District 4 Supervisor candidate, Adam Verdin, accused the South County Coalition of filing dark money into the District 4 race. The South County Coalition contributed about $13,000 into supporting Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's candidacy, but did not state any individual contributor's identity. Verdin says that the form used to make these contributions requires donor names to be listed, and that his campaign was considering filing a formal complaint to the California Fair Political Practices Commission. He demanded Dorothy Hines, the treasurer of the group, to immediately amend her filings and show every penny of this dark money. The coalition filed another contribution report on Tuesday, listing three donors of its $45,000 raised. Don Ernst, an attorney at Ernst Law Group, contributed $22,000. Napomo resident Carla Haney donated $5,000, and retired SLO resident Ray Madison contributed $18,000. Paso Robles Community Services announced there will be a temporary closure of the Senior Center and Veterans Memorial Building on Scott Street. The closure starts at noon on Monday, April 27th, and is due to sewer line maintenance requiring a temporary water shutoff. Water service to both facilities will be unavailable during this time, making it necessary to close the buildings for the remainder of the day. Normal operations are expected to resume the following business day. Visitors are encouraged to plan accordingly and adjust to any scheduled activities or appointments. Atascadero Police investigate report of masked individual at elementary school. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KBRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Atascadero Police Department responded to a report of a possible individual wearing a mask seen on a school campus. The APD responded at about 12:13 p.m. yesterday to Monterey Elementary School. School staff immediately initiated lockdown procedures out of an abundance of caution. Officers established a secure perimeter around the campus and began their search. No individual matching the reported description, however, was located. The lockdown was lifted at about 12:47 p.m. Officers continued to conduct follow-up interviews as part of standard protocol. The APD extends their appreciation to the quick actions from school staff and the cooperation of students during the incident. No injuries were reported. Paso Robles High School Music Department is preparing for a large collaborative event at the Templeton Performing Arts Center in May. On May 15th, PRHS students will present the Big Spring Show, featuring Advanced Choir, the Crimson Collective Singers, and the school's award-winning jazz and concert bands. Each performance serves as a culminating showcase of the year for the PRHS music program, with a collaborative finale of both bands and choirs. The performance will feature a diverse repertoire, including sections such as MacArthur Park, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Walk Out on the Water, and Sig Cop Siaga. Two performances will be offered on the 15th, one at 6 p.m., another at 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at templetonpac.org. San Miguel Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year this Saturday, April 25th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in San Miguel Park. The event is hosted by the San Miguel Community Friends. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. Meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, and Pacific Wildlife. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants shut out the Dodgers 3-0, the Rockies over the Padres 8-3, the Angels beat the Blue Jays 7-3, the Mariners over the Athletics 5-4, Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Rockies, the Dodgers will go against the Giants, the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs, tomorrow the Lakers will face the Rockets in Game 3. Lakers lead 2-0. In California news, a federal appeals court issued an order on Wednesday blocking a California law that would require Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to wear identification. Lawyers argued that the California Identification Requirement Law sought to regulate the federal government, violating the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. More information has been released about the alleged murder of Celeste Rivas Hernandez from singer David. Police say she died of penetration wounds to her upper body. David has pled not guilty to first-degree murder. His defense team is pushing to exercise his right in California to have a judge decide within 10 court days whether there is enough evidence to proceed to a trial. A California man was arrested on stealing thousands of dollars in Lego toy sets from Target in a return-based scam. 28-year-old Jarrell Augustine was accused of grand theft. Target says he is responsible for over 70 thefts across the U.S., tied to $34,000 in losses. Augustine is accused of buying the Lego sets, opening the packages, removing the figurines, and later returning the boxes, sometimes replacing the Lego components with pasta. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, it looks like the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, is accelerating enforcement of drone regulations, a move that could have broad implications for farmers near and far who are relying more and more on these unmanned aircraft for crop management. Under the updated approach, the FAA is streamlining how it identifies and penalizes violations, including unauthorized spraying and operations beyond approved limits. Agricultural drones are widely used these days for precision applications such as pesticide spraying, crop scouting, and field mapping. Industry groups say that tighter enforcement could improve safety and accountability, but also warn it may create compliance challenges for producers navigating already some very complex rules. Operators must meet certification requirements and adhere to restrictions on flight zones and chemical applications. The agency said that the changes are intended to keep pace with rapid growth in drone use across agriculture and other industries. Meanwhile, farmers are being encouraged to review their licensing and operational guidelines to avoid any potential penalties.
Hello everyone, Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California lawmakers are set to consider new legislation that would close a loophole that for decades has allowed winemakers to label wines as American, even when they are made partly from imported bulk wine. Under current federal law, wines can be labeled American when at least 75% of the liquid came from U.S.-grown grapes or agricultural products. Assembly Bill 1585 would change that threshold to 100% for wines sold in California. The bill's authors and sponsors said their intent is to promote trust among consumers by improving the accuracy and transparency of wine labels. "We want to make sure that there is truth in advertising when it comes to wine coming from the U.S.," said Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom, who co-authored the bill. "This is another way of ensuring that consumers know what they're purchasing." Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries at 3525 Adelaida Road. CHP currently has a unit en route. This incident was reported at about 6:06 this morning. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KAPRL News Time is 6:20.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose by a modest 6,000 last week to 214,000. The increase is slightly more than predicted. Continuing claims, those remaining on unemployment, also saw a small increase of 12,000 to 1.82 million. American Airlines is lowering expectations for the year. It expects to pay $4 billion more for jet fuel because the Iran conflict has pushed prices higher. American lost money in the recent quarter, but not as much as Wall Street was predicting. American Airlines shares are up 1%. American Express shares are narrowly higher after it reported an upbeat quarter. Platinum card users are still traveling and spending. American Express shares are up more than 0.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. Okay, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL. Join us on the Thursday edition.
The old man turned off the radio. Said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. They play it in the strangest ways. Said, it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of youth cries.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Karen will be back on Sound Off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Also, a little baseball update for you. Of course, Paso Robles native Dylan Beavers playing for the Baltimore Orioles. And last night, the O's defeated the Royals 8-6. Dylan was batting third, playing right field, and he went 2-for-5 in the victory for the O's. So, way to go. And he had a big hit the other night in that game. They came back to win against Kansas City. All right, let's see here. What do we have? I don't have anything. Chris, it's all yours.
Well, way to put me on the spot.
Well, you got to be prepared. You know, you got to wing it sometimes. You know, it's just the way it is. Anyway, this dark money story. Now, little Jimmy, he says he has no affiliation with the group. He's been trying to get the influence of big money out of elections, little Jimmy says. And I think one of the quotes from one of the people engaged in this, and that would be Ernst. And who's the other one there? What was the name of that? Masterson. And another attorney. Let's see here. Masterson. $18,000, $22,000 from Ernst, and $5,000 from Haney. All three of them are attorneys or retired attorneys, and one of the attorneys said it was they missed it. It was oversight. You know, if it was three former radio people, you might understand that, you know, with the rules and regulations and so forth, but three attorneys, it was an oversight. I don't know about you, but I believe that. I really do believe it. And I really believe little Jimmy, too. No affiliation. I know nothing. Yep, I believe. Oh, there goes my nose. But you know what? He'll probably get elected. He'll probably get elected because the people that want him in there, they don't give a damn about ethics. And you can make an argument on both sides for that, too. Anyway, maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. Let's see here. This is left over from yesterday. What is the woman's city salary for the homeless service manager? I don't know specifically, but I'm just somehow 130 or 150 plus benefits rings in my ear. I can't confirm that. Also left over from yesterday, why would John Pashong be in favor of another program to handle the homeless when we already have, I don't think we have 50 programs, but anyway, why would we do that when we have all these programs that have failed? I don't know. John is on Sound Off every once in a while, so next time he's on, you can ask him, or you can probably call his office. Or his cell. He gives out his cell on the air, so he's very accessible. Very accessible. So that would be a question for him. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I asked questions yesterday at the water meeting. I didn't get any answers.
Oh, you knew that.
Of course. And John Hammond was there. along with Bruce Gibson and others. So I hope Adam Verdin files the complaint with the FPPC. I've been filed against. I would say erroneous. It was an accident. There were some signboards and some paperwork we didn't get the proper notification on. And so one of their people, I know who did it, two of them actually, filed against me with FPPC. And, of course, that involves a negotiations process because the amount that the FPPC fines you is always starts out at thousands of dollars. I did pay thousands of dollars to settle the complaint. I felt that that was better than going all the way to where they were going to hold the next FPPC commission meeting. And so I decided I'll just pay it, and that's how much. I'll just put it towards the cost of how much it costs to win a very valuable election.
Well, let me, for those, Don Ernst has been involved heavily in politics in this county for some years.
Long time.
And if I'm not mistaken, he was one of the key leads or involved anyway with the Democrat Party here. And you mean
Correct.
To tell me that three attorneys say this is an oversight?
Well, it's pretty hard to be an oversight. If you're an attorney, you would be interested in the election rules because you would not want to violate them. So you have a good point. Three attorneys, all of whom, if you don't believe this dark money story, I'm sorry. And if you want little Jimmy to let it go, I'm sorry. I can't get on your wagon. I just can't because little Jimmy knows that he violated the rules. They all know. The rules are the rules. And it's pretty simple. When you put something up, a signboard, it has to have who put it up there written on it somewhere. And so it's not a mystery who does this stuff. Not anymore. It used to be. It sure used to be. And you were here then. It's been done since you've been here full-time. And it's something that shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen any more than the self-appointed water authority should be able to pass anything that adds tax money to your property tax bill. Why? We don't have a water problem. How many people are out of water right now? None.
So,
that I'm aware of.
So what took place yesterday at the meeting?
Well, they've passed amongst themselves a little bit of a different rule for forming their committee and holding their meetings and voting tax money from the public to run their operation. They erroneously, if not illegally, have used grant money for things that they weren't supposed to use it for. And I don't think we're going to let that one go. The bottom line here is that people are still trying to control your water. And by the way, the wine industry is heavily involved in that, trying to control the water so they have guaranteed growing capabilities forever. In other words, if you just live on the land, that's what I do, that's what you do. We don't grow anything except seasonal weeds. That is about it. And that costs money to control. We don't make any money off of any crops. The bottom line is they want your water. But the state constitution awards it to you. They use the water under your land. You don't own it, but you do own the right to use it on your property for anything that's constructive. Even semi-constructive. That's what the state says about water. That's what they don't want to give you the right to do.
That's what's confusing, even trying to follow this all these years. You know, and it's confusing, I'm assuming, for most people when, you know, we're mentioning, you know, the amount of water and so forth using a term. I think it goes over most people's heads. But what I don't understand and I can't grasp is the state constitution says it's mine. How can somebody come in and try to tax me on something? Where I simply don't understand that at all.
Well, you mean you don't understand why they can do it? Or you don't understand,
understand
what they're going to gain?
No, I understand what they're trying to do, you know, other than, you know, they tell us they just want to be good neighbors.
Well, let me tell you about those good neighbors.
But how can they, this committee, who none of them, as far as I know, live under the basin or live on, in the basin, how can they tax me?
That's a good question. It's a question that should be asked by everybody, by the people who sit there. Listen, I'll tell you the biggest violator of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is a full-time member of that board. That's John Hammond. The city of Paso Robles is in more violation of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act than any of the other players involved in the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act or attempting to keep the water here. Well, we've never run out of water here. Sure, you might run out in one area. You have to go deeper. That's what's happening. All these wells that are out here in these vineyards are 6 inch and bigger, and they pump a lot of water, and they put it on grapes, and then they drop the grapes on the ground because no one's buying them. There's some. You know, when you talk about an industry, there's some responsibility due from the people who are in that industry. And taking the water away from domestic users is not the answer. Because you're going to have a whole, 800 or 900 of us, you're going to have that many people who are opposed to losing their water or having you be able to pump next door, out from under them. That has to be fixed. There's too many vineyards. What happened since COVID, how many new vineyards do we have? The county is still allowing planting of vineyards. They shouldn't control planting of other things. I don't agree with that. But vineyards, how many do you have to have that are growing grapes that nobody buys nor makes wine out of? How many?
Hey, let me throw this out. See if this makes sense, and if you folks can follow, the city and cities in general, they will come up with ordinances to limit certain kinds of businesses. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, somebody's trying to start a legal business, and the city says, well, no, we already have three of these, or there's four of them. No. And most of those businesses, I'm talking about, your storefront types on your main areas, other than whatever the reason may be for the city having that ordinance, those types of businesses don't have an effect on a lot of people in the way that a vineyard would have on the water use in the area. So if we're going to make a limit on whatever business that there can only be four of them, then why wouldn't the city have done that as well if they are saying that we have a water problem? But you're going to let a business come in that consumes a lot of water.
Well, hotels is another one. Hotels with all their landscaping, swimming pools, hot tubs, and people taking long showers. When you ever go on vacation and take a short shower to save the area money? No, people don't do that. Some may be an exception to that rule, but not many. The bottom line here is, do you remember when they were building the La Quinta Resort?
The what?
The La Quinta Hotel in Paso Robles?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, right then, at that time, there was a lot of rancor going on over water. And, we were all going out to Steinbeck's regularly, once, twice, three times a week, whatever it took. The bottom line is that all we're trying to do is control the water for people to use under their property as the state says they can. And yet, and the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act can be fully responsible and still have enough water for use. It's, in fact, it says right in the act, this does not change any water law. That's what the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act says in its contents. So it's already got a built-in restriction. It's not supposed to cost anybody any water. And it doesn't if you apply it correctly. But you can't try to apply it correctly and steal people's water. It doesn't work. And that's what's going on. And there's a lot of what we consider good people standing on the wrong side of the line as far as I'm concerned. Because I'm about the community, not about how many people get to make wine. And the community is affected greatly by the wine industry. And they should be and can accommodate it. But there was plenty of wine people there yesterday at the meeting. But the meeting wasn't that well attended. I'd say 20 people. And that's being generous.
Was there a, would you say there was a plus or minus for who was in favor or not in favor?
Well, I'd say it's about 50-50 split. Some of the people who are involved in these make-believe water districts are beginning to drop out because it costs a lot of money to stay in those water districts because government's not paying them enough to run a water district. Plus the fact that they've been now have used what I would call dark money, money they're not supposed to use for certain things. Grant money is not supposed to be used to form administration.
But who can fight that?
There you go. You're right up against. You have to get a lawyer, and then you're out of your wallet shrinks. That's where you're at. If you want to stop it, they're basically thumbing their nose at us, telling us go ahead. And if you file in court, you will win. The law says so. It's in writing.
Well,
but you can't.
Will the I think it's the final decision coming up in August, I believe, of the Steinbeck, the quiet title. Will that have any influence on this, as you and Greg refer to, the fake water districts?
Yes. What it amounts to is there'll be 800 or 900 water districts in this area, in the region. Every one of us domestic. Some of them grow grapes, and they're in our crowd, on this side of the line, if you will. And some people have decided that these water districts are not the way to go, and they've opted out of the water district. Remember, to get people in, people who were forming the water districts said they could get out anytime. It was voluntary. That's what he said. Well, they put plenty of pressure on people when they go to get out. Because this water district has to run on money, and they want your tax bill. They want to take the money from you to do other things with the water. That doesn't make good sense to me.
I may be getting confused on one of these district issues that I, again, if somebody else, if you don't know, Cody, that there was going to have to be a payment to get out of one of these districts. I don't remember. Again, I'm probably wrong, but for some reason.
No, there was. You're not wrong. There was talk of a brief attempt at doing just that. But the problem they have, in order to do that, you have to circumvent the state constitution. You have to figure out a way to take a right away. Because it is a right. It's written. and it allows you to use the water under your property for beneficial use. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
So you can grow food, you can water your lawn, you can do all that stuff, take showers, and that's beneficial use. But it doesn't make them any money. See, the whole thing was started to make money. No one's going to ever, no one's ever going to convince me otherwise. I saw them. I went there. You know, the big fella and I have been to Sacramento and Fresno and some other places. Santa Clara, of course, to the court.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are invested as we are, we're gonna stay and play. We're not going away, but we don't have the money to afford an attorney. So you can't just stop them dead. You could stop them, I think, today. You could probably stop them with a court order.
Well, you know, again, this is my curiosity. If they have representation by attorneys, I saw the bills the other day somebody sent me. So, you know, similar to the city of Paso Robles and our brilliant attorneys, if this water, whatever you want to call them, if they are violating the law by using grant money, where is their attorney to say, hey, this is a bozo, no, you shouldn't be doing this?
That's a good question, isn't it? And it goes right along with some of the other decisions we've seen other attorneys make.
Right here in this city with the parking
issue.
Right
here in this city, that's correct.
So, it's a mess. All right, we're up against the clock.
We'll talk soon. Bye for now.
All right, folks, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Earlier this week, San Luis Obispo County District 4 Supervisor candidate Adam Verdin accused the South County Coalition of filing, quote, dark money into the District 4 race after they contributed about $13,000 into Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's candidacy. But they did not state any individual contributors as required by law. The coalition has since filed another contribution report listing all three donors of the money raised. Paso Robles High School Music Department is preparing for a large collaborating event at the Templeton Performing Arts Center in May. On May 15th, PRHS students will present the Big Spring Show, featuring Advanced Choir, the Crimson Collective Singers, and the school's award-winning jazz and concert bands. Two performances will be offered, one at 6 p.m., another at 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at templetonpac.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s, it's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The Senate holding an all-night session with Republicans pushing a $70 billion immigration funding plan forward, sending it to the House. The funding passing through reconciliation, which only required a simple majority vote. Department of Homeland Security has been without funding since mid-February. Democrats had demanded policy changes for ICE, including banning agents from wearing face masks and requiring judicial warrants. At least 17 people are injured, four of them critically, after two trains collided head-on north of Copenhagen, and the Secretary of the Navy, John Phalen's, leaving his job.
Fox News has learned he was fired. He had a very close relationship, apparently, with Donald Trump Jr. Undersecretary Hung Cao is to assume the role of acting secretary.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The Mets tipped the Twins Wednesday 3-2 to put an end to that 12-game losing streak. Luke Weaver got the W.
Sign of relief. Doesn't mean that we just now go on a 50-game winning streak. Like, we still got to go do our business tomorrow.
New York got Juan Soto back from a calf injury. He had a walk and a single. Francisco Lindor had two hits, but had to leave early with a calf injury. New team at the top of the standings, the Braves, who overpowered the Nationals. Michael Harris II with two of their four home runs. Atlanta vaults over LA and San Diego to own the best record in the bigs. Giants shut out the Dodgers behind the four-hit pitching of Tyler Mahle and the Alley Cats. Shohei Ohtani fired six scoreless. Ohtani also went 0-4, ending his on-base streak at 53 games. Rockies rolled over the Padres. Cubs have now won eight straight after a beatdown of the Phillies, who have lost their last eight. On the ice, the Flyers take a 3-0 series lead over the Penguins with a 5-2 beatdown on Broad Street. Ducks down the Oilers 6-4 to level that series at 1-1. And the Stars got a double overtime win in Minnesota to go up 2-1. NBA first round, Pistons got even with the Magic, ending the longest home losing streak in NBA playoff history, 11 in a row dating back to 2008. Out west, the Thunder got 37 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as they blocked out the Suns for a 2-0 series edge. And the first round of the NFL draft is tonight. The Raiders are on the clock. That's Thursday Sports.
Alrighty, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. Hey, coming, it's the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, Mom's Day weekend, May 7th through the 10th. They've got kids programs. They've got limited number of electrical connections if you want to camp out there. Great food. Of course, tons of absolutely fantastic music, musical workshops, and great Sunday morning gospel show. Again, for everything you need to know about the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival, get those tickets and see if you'd like to go camping out there as well. Just go to parkfieldbluegrass.org. All right, moving along here on your Thursday.
North County weather.
And it is brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. All right, kind of a mishmash of some stuff today. Some clouds and some sun and mid-70s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid-40s. Sun and a few passing clouds on your Friday. Low to mid-70s. Get ready for it on Saturday. It's going to be cloudy, low 60s. Mid-60s Sunday, Monday 70, mid-70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down we go, 6:21 a.m., 7:43 p.m. We are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. The Right Choice, KPRL. It's 7 minutes away from 7. The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Remember, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, including outstanding apparel. Check it in to see what critters are out and about and get them where they need to be. As I look to my left, there is nothing on the report. There is nothing on the report. Let's see here. All right, Chris.
So far, I'm not doing bad this week. So let's hope I can continue it.
Yeah, I've been working on that, by the way. let's see here.
Just ask me a numbers-based question, because then it could literally be anything.
Well, no, not today. Because I'm looking here, and I don't know which one to do. All right. Except for Antarctica. All right?
Except for Antarctica.
Okay. There is a, the name of this city is on every continent except Antarctica. What is the name of that city?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, I may be able to give, I'll just say, to help you out.
Sure.
Because I'm just that kind of person with such a big heart.
Very, very generous, I know.
Yes. Think of ancient times.
Hmm.
So, name of the city is on every continent except Antarctica.
Athens.
That's not a bad guess. You're kind of close.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other Greek cities that I know of. I'm just going to guess some like Olympus or Olympic.
No. All right. You're out of guesses. We've ended your streak. It's Rome.
Oh, come on.
All right. But that was, the first one was a good guess.
Well, thank you.
First one was a good guess, but you don't get anything. All right, folks. There you have it. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays. 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Yes, indeed. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, here we go. Going to a go-go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. Of course, you're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. All right, folks, here we go. Boy, another one of these. Americans consume approximately 20 billion of this or these annually. Americans consume approximately 20 billion of these annually. 238-5775. 238 KPRL.
Not to be a smart aleck, but that could be anything. We're Americans. We consume everything.
That's right. We're P-I-G-S. We're pigs. We overindulge. And my hand is up. If there's something I like, I tend to do more portions than I probably should. And as you have more birthdays, you pay the price for it. Let's just say that. Okay, let's see. To the phone line. Well, we did go to the phone line, but we'll try this one. Hi, good morning.
Eggs.
No, not eggs. Not egg. I don't know how many are on those. Probably more, I'm guessing.
So it's 20 billion, you said, right?
Yeah, Americans consume approximately 20 billion of these annually. And I don't know, it's because they break it down to the average per person, and I don't know about this. Hi, good morning.
Twinkies.
No, not Twinkies. Good morning. Hello.
Hot dogs.
What did you say?
Hot dogs.
Yes, hot dogs. 20 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, that's it. Okay, we have you down as a qualifier. May I have your name, please?
Victoria Mulholic.
Victoria Mulholic. Okay, Victoria, do you enjoy a hot dog every once in a while?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what do you put on it?
Well, first of all, it's got to be grilled, and the bun's got to be grilled, and mustard and relish.
Mustard and relish. All right, that sounds like a pretty darn good hot dog there, Victoria.
It is.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're a qualifier, and have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, Chris, this says here, averaging about annually Americans, 70 hot dogs per person.
Ooh, that is a lot.
I mean, we have to take out Joey Chestnut because he's the guy that does that thing there, but... That seems like a lot of hot dogs per person, doesn't it?
Even for a whole year, yes.
Yeah. And I love dogs, but I don't have 70 hot dogs per... No.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Atascadero Police Department responded to a report of a possible individual wearing a mask seen at Monterey Elementary School. A lockdown was initiated and officers searched the perimeter. No individual matching the description was found. No injuries were reported. San Miguel Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year this Saturday, April 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in San Miguel Park. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, says here the average American consumes roughly 280 to 290 eggs per year. and that has risen 15% over the last 20 years, driven by the popularity of eggs as a high-protein, versatile staple. All right, there you go. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Remember, you can't beat their prices on the stone, the porcelain, the granite, the quartz, the marble, the slabs, and I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. We done.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.